Morning, 616, 100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey in the morning.
All right, Broadway composer Frank Wildhorn is being honored by Make-A-Wish Hudson Valley this Friday night at Sleepy Hollow. Where was he when he got the call from Make-A-Wish CEO Tom Conklin?
I was on the line to get on the plane to go see my mom in Florida when Ken Mahoney and Tom called me. I was with my son, and I was just about to see my mom, so it was wonderful news. I was very humbled by it and couldn't wait to get down to Florida to share it with my mom. You know, I've been blessed by a lot of cool things in my life and career and stuff, but my association with Make-A-Wish is something I cherish. It's very precious. I love what they do and what they stand for, and so to receive this is pretty cool.
You're bringing a whole bunch of your friends from Broadway to perform that night. Tell everybody the lineup as you know it as we speak.
Constantine Maroulis was the last Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway, and Thomas Bokert, who is the biggest theater star in Germany, happens to be visiting, so I've kind of, you know, took him and said, you got to come to this thing, and he's Jekyll and Hyde there, and Dracula there, and Monte Cristo in Germany, and my wife, Yoko Wow from Japan, will sing, and there'll be some surprises. It'll be a pretty cool night, I'm sure.
You'll be playing, and then you say, we're going to take a quick break, I'm going to pick up a big award, and then we'll be back.
I guess so. I'm there to serve.
That huge song you wrote, Where Do Broken Hearts Go, with Whitney Houston, withstood the test of time, wouldn't you say?
You can't predict those kind of things. The stars have to align in certain ways. Same thing, I guess, with This Is the Moment from Jekyll and Hyde. It just has this life that keeps going and going, and I'm very proud of that. You know, you don't wake up in the morning, you know, predicting that or thinking about that. Those kind of things just have to happen, and I've been very lucky that we've had that happen a couple of times. As a music guy associated with many charities, you know, over my career, and, you know, I love to have the opportunity to share and give back and stuff like that. But Make-A-Wish has been by far the most special and precious association in my life, and even, you know, Broadway people who grant wishes and stuff. But it's become part of the community, and it's a wonderful way to give back. And listen, God bless them. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Frank Wildhorn, let's keep it going. It's so funny. He says, you don't wake up thinking you're going to write a song that's going to play forever.
But right.
Sometimes it just happens.
Frank, thank you for the music, and thank you for the good work you do.
Yeah. And there are still tickets available for this Friday night, by the way, if you're interested. Hudson.wish.org. That's the Make-A-Wish website, Hudson.wish.org. Maybe we'll see you on Friday night. Here's the big hit from Whitney. 100.7 WHUD.